Welcome to another Geek Culture Congress. I'm one of your hosts, as always, Louis Speedy Jr. Gonzalez, and I am sorry for the tank top and the, you know, the core here, but I am in vacation mode. But I did get to check out a special sneak preview of the Fast and Furious spinoff, Hobbs and Shaw, which is starring, of course, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, Jason Statham, which is he's always a great martial artist, action actor, and Idris Elba is the antagonist in this movie. And we had some special cameos in the movie as well, which, you know, I might be giving it away with my little hat here, but we'll just leave it at that, okay? So we won't spoil it completely too much. And I'm going to give you my spoiler-free review here at Geek Culture Congress. And, you know, there's always a lot of criticism about these kinds of movies. And I think if you, they make so much money at the box office that, you know, there's a market for these kinds of movies. And people just want to see, you know, unplug reality for a second and, you know, see some crazy action, you know, maybe not, that doesn't fit in, you know, wouldn't happen in realistically. All the things that happen in a Fast and Furious movie, which we are already used to. Definitely, there's more of this times 10. Here in Hobbs and Shaw. So if you're a fan of over-the-top violence and action,
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is your movie. You need to go see this opening day. It comes out in the movie theaters this Friday. If you're not, you know, if you're looking for that, you're looking for some kind of serious movie or Fast and Furious to take on some other tone that you're not used to. You're going to be disappointed by this movie because it's just more of what we're already used to in the Fast and Furious franchise. It's definitely a righteous successor to the Fast and Furious franchise. The comedy is great. The comedy pacing is good, and it's an enjoyable summer movie, summer action movie. If you would just unplug reality for a second and just take it for what it is, The Rock and Jason, they do such a great job, and Idris as the antagonist, he really is. He really sells it. I mean, man, what a great actor, man. This movie makes me think, you know, how he would have been in a James Bond movie, and I hope that happens for him in the future, because man, he really, you'll see it, you'll could see the acting chops that the man has. I think he hasn't gotten a fair shake yet, but definitely in this movie he does a great job. Can I say 4 out of 5, man? I give it a 4 out of 5. It's a good time at the movies, you know, good time for some popcorn and some nachos. Go see Hobbs and Shaw. Comes out Friday, August 2nd. I recommend it. Speedy Jr. here at Geek Culture Congress. And we'll be back with a full show hopefully soon. And more reviews and talking about all the breaking news that happened in San Diego Comic-Con that we haven't got to talk about yet. And everything that's geek. We'll talk about here at Geek Culture Congress. Thank you so much for tuning in. Go check out Hobbs and Shaw this weekend. Be a good time at the movies.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.